money, deals, tribal knowledge, resources, training, coaching, partnering. We are Texas's largest real estate investor association at TexasStarterKit.com. My name is Shanoa Grove. Welcome to the show.
We're going to get into some training now. I do want to make a little announcement, though. We interrupt this program for a special announcement. The Texas RIAs sponsors training. We've got some training coming up. A lot of you are getting started, looking to take it to the next level. We'd love to help you on your journey. So we train the community through our Texas workshop. And we actually provide this service to the community for free. So if you'd like to get some training, this is the Texas Real Estate Investing Workshop, practical, actionable, detailed, step-by-step training, where we have time to go through all 12 strategies, all 65 marketing campaigns to find off-market wholesale real estate, and even the closing scripts, which we'll demonstrate through some training we're going to do tonight. Learn how to partner, great way to get started. Nobody's required to do that, but it's a great way to get started. And how to access private money. We have over 1,000 private money lenders in this network. Private money is cheaper, faster, better, easier to get once you have the relationship than hard money or any other kind of money. And thousands, and I mean thousands, and I mean thousands of successful Texas real estate investors got started at this workshop, The Real Deal, Texans Teaching Texans How to Invest in Texas. I'm bringing this up because we have a Texas tour. And we're doing a very special tour where we're allowing the members of the community to attend for free. So how cool is that? We usually charge, but we got a special promotion. And we're doing a three-city tour, Dallas, Houston, and Austin. Pick the date that works best for you. You can come live and in person, or you can attend online. That is up to you. We do both. I recommend live and in person. We will have tables and chairs, and it's going to be spread out, not packed in like sardines like we are here. Now, I'll flash this up right now. I'll put this up later so you can get it later, and I'll answer any questions you might have about this later. But if you do want to get registered, you just click on that QR code or you go to that link, TexasStarterKit.com. There's a bunch of goodies you get along with the workshop. For you guys online, click on the comments below, the link on the comments below. Okay, and I will put this back here later, so I see some of you doing it. I don't want to get you distracted going through all this right now, but I did want to mention that because it is a special promotion we're doing right now. Okay, so let's get into our next topic. And what I'm going to do now, and thank you guys, by the way, for asking all your questions. It's fun for me when people are interested in this stuff, and I like talking about it. Like I said, I've been investing in Texas real estate for 20 years now. And I've taught a lot of people how to do that. I've been a big part of this community. And this presentation, by the way, and this meeting here is sponsored, by the way, by the Texas RIAs. I'll tell you a little bit more about that as well. And for you guys online, if you are watching right now on GoToWebinar, you are live. If you're on Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook Live, or our podcast, you may or may not be live. But if you'd like to join us at a upcoming live meeting, go to TexasRIAs.com/live, and we would be glad to have you there. So the Texas RIAs is the largest network of real estate investor associations across the great state of Texas. 7 different RIAs in the 4 major cities. We have multiple meetings a month, over 100,000 members, participants, and attendees. So why do you care and why does that even matter? Well, the reason it matters is because real estate, if you haven't figured it out yet, is local. Laws are local. Contracts are local. Contractors are local. Houses are local. Buyers and sellers are local. There's a million YouTube videos out there that talk about how to invest in real estate, and they talk about how to do it anywhere, how to do it at 30,000 feet. But real estate is not actually bought and sold at 30,000 feet. Real estate is bought and sold at 0 feet. So if you want to know what laws apply here and which contracts to use here, and specifically what neighborhoods to invest in here, and what strategies work here, and what's the market doing here, where do you get all that? You get that at your local real estate investor association. And my job is to make you all into educated and contributing members of this community. So why am I here? Well, I do appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys tonight. You guys are asking a lot of questions and being very interactive, and I appreciate that. And your time is valuable, and I'm going to repay you for your valuable time by sharing some very valuable training and education with you. I'll tell you a little bit about my own background. In 2003, I went from working in a 9-to-5 job that by then I hated to eventually making 7 figures a year as a real estate investor. And I've been doing that for many, going on 20 years now. And over the next, maybe up to 90 minutes, I'll tell you a little bit about what I learned and what I did right. But I'm also going to tell you what I did wrong. Because the best way to learn is not from your mistakes. It's from what? Other people's mistakes. Yeah, we like to say experience is the toughest teacher that there is. You get the test first, and then you get the lesson after. Trust me, that's not how you want to learn how to invest in real estate. So we're going to share some tribal knowledge. And that's probably the highest value you're going to get out of talking to me. I'm a full cycle investor. Been doing this for 20 years here in Texas, boots on the ground. Been involved in about 1,200 deals here in Texas. And I can tell you just about anything you might ever want to know about what's going to happen and where is it going to happen and what to do and how to make money and how to not make money and what works and what doesn't work here, right? And that's just perspective, and I'm happy to share. So what are we going to learn? Well, we're going to learn a bunch of strategies to make money and even how to make money, even with no money and no credit. So that's important. Let's talk about that. When I became a real estate investor, one thing I realized is I wanted to make a lot of money, you know, like probably everybody. And I realized to make a lot of money, I needed to do a lot of deals. And to do a lot of deals, I needed to do the deals in a scalable way. So that's something that you got to, that's a problem everybody has to solve. So for example, I figured out a long time ago, I don't actually have enough money to be a real estate investor. And I happen to know that none of you have enough money to be a real estate investor. I don't care how much you have, it's not even close. You got $500,000 in your checking account? Great, good for you. Go buy a house. Okay, now you're done. Yep, can't buy another house till you sell that house, can you? No, that doesn't scale. You see, you have to be prepared to buy any property at any price at any moment. You have no idea what the deal of a freaking lifetime that just appears tomorrow will look like. So you better get comfortable, like now, using other people's money. You're going to have to pay them for the money. Well, the deal pays them for the money, actually. But if you use other people's money, then how many deals can you do? All of them, right? And you got to use other people's credit and other people's knowledge and other people's resources. And if you start to think that way, right, which we call that the abundance mindset, then you start to realize you can make a lot more money. I don't mean a little more money, but I mean a lot more money getting 50% of 1,000 deals and 100% of 5 deals. So we're going to learn how to do this in scalable ways. How about how to turn even a small IRA into millions of dollars tax-free? I'm going to demonstrate that. I think you'll be impressed. How about how to acquire $20 million in rental properties with little or no money and no credit? My wife and I have a portfolio of $30 million worth of houses. Now, if I wanted to buy $30 million worth of houses traditionally, well, think about it. I'd have to put down 20% every time I bought a house. I'd have to be a multi-millionaire just to become a millionaire. Well, I wasn't a millionaire when I started investing in real estate 20 years ago. So then how was I able to acquire a portfolio of $30 million worth of houses? Well, I had to learn different ways to buy houses, including how to buy houses even with little or no money and no credit. And I got to tell you, once you learn how to buy real estate and houses with little or no money and no credit, then how many houses can you buy? All of them. How many would you like to buy? All of them. You know, when I ask a question, if you say all of them, you're probably going to get it right. So there we go. Okay, so great. So then how come everybody doesn't make $1 million a year investing in real estate? Well, there are some problems. So let's talk about some of the common problems. One is fear. A lot of people are just afraid to do this. I was scared to death. 20 years ago, when I did my first deal, oh, I don't want to lose money. I'm going to have to fill out a contract. Fear paralyzes a lot of people right at the starting blocks. The next problem, finding deals. Good deals are hard to find. This is the hardest thing about this business. Anybody that says good deals are easy to find is either a liar or a fool. Okay, the hardest thing about this business is finding deals. But I'm going to show you where to look, and it's probably not where you think. And then finally, doing deals. What I love most about real estate investors, there's so many ways to do this. And I'm going to teach you a bunch of ways to do this, stuff you're not going to learn watching HGTV or YouTube videos. So for most people, These are the problems. And honestly, most people never get past these problems. But here's the really, really good news. I'm going to help you get past these problems. And the RIA is going to help you get past these problems because that's what the RIA does. This is a longstanding local community of real estate investors working together, sharing tribal knowledge and resources. And it's all set up to help people get started and grow and get to the next level. All right. So, little disclaimer to get us started. This subject matter is for educational purposes only. We are not lawyers, CPAs, financial planners, etc. You should always have your contracts, taxes, business plans, etc. reviewed by an attorney and or financial advisor before committing any completing any real estate transactions. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial planner. I am a real estate investor. And I always say you don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be you don't have to even know everything, but you do need to know people that know everything. And that's a key part of being a real estate investor is build a power team, right? And RIA is a great place to get your CPA, to get your contractors, to get your lawyer, to get all of the other people, the experts in those respective areas to help you make good decisions, right? As you're growing your business. Okay, a little more. Government regulations also require that I disclose that the results that I discuss are not typical results. I am an action taker and have achieved remarkable results, and investors I talk about are action takers and not your typical average people. I believe average people don't take any action and therefore get zero results. Only you can decide if you're going to be a typical average person or an above average action taker. You know, here in Texas, we have a special saying that I think kind of sums that all up. And the saying is all hat and no. Anybody here from Texas? All hat and no cattle. What does that mean? Everybody says they're going to roll up their sleeves. Everybody says they're going to take action. Everybody says they're going to go out and do something. But most people go out and do what? Nothing. Probably heard of the 80-20 rule. 20% of the people make all the money, pretty much. Well, I think real estate investing is kind of like the 95-5 rule. It's 5% of people do this. But the ones that do this, yeah, they don't just make money, they make gobs of money. Incredible amounts of money. Do you guys realize that almost 80% of the millionaires in this country got there all or in part through investing in real estate? So let me translate that for you. It's really, really difficult to become a millionaire not investing in real estate. Okay, but you can't be all hat and no cattle. You do have to roll up your sleeves and take action. And speaking of which, how many of you have owned a house for the last 3 years? Who's owned a house for the last 3 years? Nice. Nice. You're a lot richer than you were 3 years ago, aren't you? Nice. What if you had 5? What if you had 20? What if you had 200 of them? Now think about that. How much richer and how different would your life be if that were the case? Well, let's work on that. Let's make that happen. So, fear. Let's talk about fear for a minute. If this seems a little scary to you, I get it. I can relate. And I can help. In fact, we have helped so many people, become real estate investors in this network. We actually sponsor a show, where every week we interview one of you, whose life has been transformed from becoming real estate investors. And we call the show Houses Flipping People. You know, most of the shows are about people flipping houses. Well, this is people flipping houses, but the houses are also flipping the people because they're changing their lives. And, I wanted to just tell you a little bit about the show and say, hey, you should subscribe to the show because it's entertaining and educational and inspirational all at the same time. And give you some examples. Flavia came to us during the pandemic, a single mom with a bakery. She says, oh my God, I lost my bakery because of the pandemic. I need something to do to make money. I'm a single mom. So I taught her how to flip houses. She flipped 15 houses, never going back to the bakery. Jeff came to us. Said, man, last week was a tough week for me. I got divorced and I got fired in the same week. Kind of a double whammy. I need to do something different with my life plan. So I taught him how to flip houses and he made $500,000 in his very first year as a real estate investor, never going back to that job or that wife. Mike and Vanessa, general contractors here in the network. And, we have a lot of power team members. I talked about that and, good place to build your power team. So they're general contractors. They're doing all the fix and flip for the real estate, for me and other people in the network. And they noticed after a while that, we're making all the money while they seem to be doing all the work. So they came to me and they said, you know, Phil, we don't mind being general contractors and doing all this work, but we really want to make the big money, not just the little money. Can you teach us how to do fix and flips? How to be the real estate investor? How do you actually do the real estate investor stuff? So I taught them how to do fix and flips. And in their first year as real estate investors, they only did one fix and flip. So they didn't do a whole lot of deals. Most people do more than that, but they only did one deal as a fix and flip real estate investor as their first year. And Olivia, I see you standing back there. Can you remind me again, how much money did Mike and Vanessa make on that one deal?
Only $2 million, guys.
Only $2 million.
Yeah.
Net, not gross, net. Holy tamale. So if you're only going to do one deal a year, what about a $2 million side hustle? Is not bad. Yeah, and you can see the episode on YouTube. They bought a property for I think it was $975,000, and they pretty much tore down to the studs, built a nice McMansion in its place, and sold it for $5.7 million. All in, they netted over $2 million, 100% funded by this network, all private money, faster, cheaper, better. So every single week we interview people. One of you and share the story. And we actually have the host of the show here. Olivia is in the back of the room. And Olivia, I'm going to have you come up here and maybe you can tell everybody a little bit about the show and we can help get them educated and entertained by subscribing to the show. So I'll tell you a few more stories. So Huberto, engineering student, does real estate as a side hustle, made $300,000 profit on his very first deal. Not bad. And during the interview, Olivia's like, Huberto, are you working on any other projects? He's like, yeah, I have 24 other flips I'm working on right now. Not bad. Chris came to us and she did something I think is really cool. She partnered on her first deal. So let's talk about that. Most people, when they're going to do their first deal, what do? They watch some YouTube videos. They watch some HGTV. They're like, honey, let's go flip a house. They more or less try to figure it out. And sometimes that works and sometimes that doesn't work. Well, here's like a different idea. Why not, instead of all that, when you're going to do your first deal, why not maybe partner with somebody who's maybe done hundreds of deals before, leverage their experience, their money, their power teams, their resources, learn how to do it the right way, and then split the profits. Now, I know what everybody's thinking, because everybody always says the same thing. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would a multimillionaire real estate investor want to partner with a rookie? Why would they do that? Well, I'm going to share with you a fact of life. This is just how life works. I'm sorry. If you ever want to do business with somebody operating at a higher business stature than you, you're going to help them before they're going to help you. That's just how life works. So what could you possibly do to get a multimillionaire real estate investor to want to help you bring them a money-making deal? Okay, and that's exactly what Chris brought to me. So she brings me this deal and she's like, what do you think of this deal? I said, that's a money making deal. She said, would you partner on the deal with me? I said, for half the profits, heck yes, right? I get half the profits. She learns how to do it the right way. I call that a win-win. And she's done many, many deals since then. Carlos is a petroleum engineer here in Houston. Got tired of that. Decided he wanted to flip houses. Flipped over 100 houses. Getting started. Not bad. Elizabeth, corporate America, marketing executive. During the interview, I remember Olivia's like, how much you made with all this? She's like, I got $6.7 million in the bank right now. Not bad. Eddie, an insurance adjuster with State Farm, burned out, hated the job. Well, he didn't hate it, but he was burned out. So anyway, I taught him how to flip houses. Flipped 150 houses. Car salesman flipped 60 houses. Eddie came to us from Los Angeles. He was a film producer. And he's starting a family. He says, I don't like the culture in L.A. I want to raise my family in Texas. So he moves to Texas, but we got a problem, right? We're not making a bunch of films here in Texas. So he needs something to make money, with here in Texas. Taught him how to flip houses, flipped over 100 houses. And during the interview, Olivia's like, Eddie, how much money have you made from what we taught you flipping houses? He's like, I've made a lot of money. And she's digging in. She's like, come on. Like, can you give somebody a number? Like, what does that mean? It's going to be different for everybody. He's like, well, I can tell you I'm now worth more than $10 million. So not bad for an ex-film producer. We have firefighters and airline pilots and rocket scientists and school teachers. And literally, I haven't updated my slide for a while. I mean, literally every single week, and the new thumbnails look totally different. But every single week, we interview one of you and have you tell your story. Right? So please subscribe to the show. It's called Houses Flipping People. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to get weekly training and education and inspired at the same time. And Olivia, can you tell everybody anything else you want to tell them about the show and about your own journey? Because you're also a real estate investor.
Yeah, so I have the privilege to go around Texas between Austin, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. And I interview investors every single weekend, not just how many they have actually flipped, how much has real estate really transformed their lives. And pretty much everyone that you see on this panel have started their journey in this classroom as everyone here right now. And with not many hope, and then their life really got transformed by becoming a real estate investor. And I am born and raised in Brazil, been in the U.S. for a while now, and came in, started living the American, more headache than dream at the time. Bought a house, like, through the bank and everything. We kind of ended up losing that house in New Jersey. But anyway, when I moved to Texas, I started a business, on a spa business at the time. Did not do well, worked like crazy, but did not make much money whatsoever. So when I came to this event, I was actually as a guest. Through that time, I was actually going through a divorce, about 50,000 plus red in my credit card. My credit score was low as it can be, so there is not much hope here for this crazy Brazilian woman. But I came in as a guest, and I heard Phil talking at the time. It sounds amazing. And I told him, I don't have a license. I don't have money. I can't fit in. Let me go put my life together. Hopefully, I would get there. And they said, like, stop. You are in the right place. I teach people exactly like you, broke as it can be, to get deals, even off-market deals, and do it marketing. And if you have money, it's great. But if for people like me at that time, I did not have any money experience whatsoever. And I did take the chance. I did came to the workshop.
You said something I thought was kind of didn't make sense. I said, let me go make some money so that I can come back and learn how to make money. I said, well, if you're broke, you need to make money. Let's just make money and not, like, go back, right?
But every time I heard back then real estate investing, I thought I have to have money. I thought I have to have a license. And that was all what I thought, not really what I should have asked at any of the pros back then. And I just guessed all those information. And that is not true. So I still don't have a license. And this real estate, this man over here and his wife, Shanoa Grove, have changed my life and hundreds of people. I interview them every single weekend.
So how did you do your first deal? Tell everybody what you
did. It was actually right here in Houston, in Cyprus. I went door knock. Yes, I love high heels. I came in broke as it can be on high heels that day. But one of the strategies that he teach is actually door knocking.
And this is knocking on doors. In your case, houses going to foreclosure.
Yes.
Some people hate it. Some people love it. It is free and it does work, right? So if you want to give it a shot, she said, okay, it's free. I like that. So let me give it a shot. So you knocked on some doors and what happened?
I got a house under contract, and then I came back to our network, and I said, hey, I have this deal. It's amazing. It's in Cyprus, and who wants? And I made $10,000
for that person. Somebody bought her contract, and she made $10,000. Now, when you made the $10,000, what do you think?
How many more doors is there out here in Texas for me to go door knock? Yeah. So I door knock hundreds of doors, and I don't even know how many doors I have put under contract, and it did transform my life. All my credit cards paid off. I actually own my house. I bought a subject to in Austin, Texas, in Westlake, one of the highest neighborhoods.
The highest neighborhood.
Thank you. Yes.
And your kids go to what school?
Westlake.
And the
so
best
I have two
school.
Boys. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it did transform my life because I was broke with no hope. And it did transform my life and many, many other people.
You own rental property today.
I own rental property. I do fix and flip. I have buying holds. So I'm in business as it can be. Being a mother, being an investor, and I interview all the investors. How much has this network transformed their lives? So thanks, Phil.
So thank you, and thank you for sharing your story. And any advice you want to give people?
One of the things that everyone says on this panel, I should have started earlier. That's their only regret, if they could go back in time. And I should not have wholesale as much. I should have kept us more buy and hold and do other strategies. So I know wholesaling is great. I done that. I still do it. but I rarely do that because everyone, I should have had wholesaled all those property and I should have started earlier. So that is a little bit about my journey, guys.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your story. I do appreciate that. And, you know, this is just one of the ways we help people get over the fear, right? Working with others, working in a local community, getting local help. It just makes it a lot less scary. So I'm going to cross out the fear. Okay, so let's talk about how to find the deals, okay? So by the way, my first deal coming up on my anniversary was December 15, 2003. Been involved in about 1,200 since then. And these are some of the projects that I flipped. I don't have time to go through them all. But I do up to a real estate transaction a week in some shape, form, variety, or another. And what that does is it creates money in big chunks. Now, that sounds cool, right? Money in big chunks. But I'm not here to sound good. I'm here to teach you. And here's what I'm going to teach you. The way this business fundamentally works is as follows. We do things to find people with problems or to get people with problems to find us. So then what kind of a problem? They have a house they don't want, a mortgage they can't afford. Problems to entrepreneurs are what? Opportunities. Big problems are what? Big opportunities. So like if you're thinking like, I don't want any problem, you're thinking, I don't want to be an entrepreneur. I don't care what kind of entrepreneur you want to be. Entrepreneurs make money by solving the world's problems. Okay, we're real estate entrepreneurs. And so we solve the world's real estate problems. So let's get specific. I'll give you really specific examples. I found somebody facing foreclosure. That was a big problem for them. And I gave them an alternative, something called a short sale so they could sell their house without having to bring money to the table, without completely destroying their credit. And I made $16,000 helping somebody solve a problem. REO stands for real estate owned, bank owned property. Banks don't want to own real estate. They're not in that business. So I took it off the bank's hands, flipped it, made $36,000. A guy had a legal problem, had to sell a house by Friday. Realtor cannot sell a house by Friday. I can buy a house by Friday. Flipped it, wholesaled it, made $5,000. Got a property subject to, no money, no credit. Flipped it after a renovation, made $68,000, $5,600 on an assignment. $6,000 on a mortgage assignment, $10,000 on a wholesale, $2,800 on a small referral, $12,400 for a large referral. The way this business works is as follows. Okay, we do things to find people with problems, get people with problems to find us. And here's the really beautiful part. For every problem and situation that exists, for every homeowner and address that exists, we have a strategy, a solution that helps them, is about helping people, solves their problem, and gets us paid. We can help motivated sellers. We can help non-motivated sellers. We can help people that own their houses free and clear. We can help people that are hopelessly underwater, where they owe more money than the house is worth. We can help them. We can solve their problem, and we get ourselves paid. Sometimes we get singles. Sometimes we get doubles. Sometimes we get home runs. It's a numbers game. Sometimes I work on a lead, a deal, an opportunity, a problem for 6 months, and after 6 months, I make $5,000. They're like, oh, man, 6 months, $5,000? I could have made more money working at Walmart. Thank goodness I'm not working on just one lead at a time. Sometimes my phone rings and that phone call makes me $55,000 in 45 minutes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish every time my phone rang, I made $55,000 in 45 minutes. But that's not how it works either. That's maybe one in 100 phone calls. So the question to ask is simple. How often do you get 100 phone calls? Well, that depends on you and how much marketing that you do. Do you get 100 phone calls every week? Do you get 100 phone calls every month? Do you get 100 phone calls every year? Well, you can determine that. It depends on you and how much marketing that you do. So there's two essential skills you have to learn to be a real estate investor. I'm going to teach you these skills right now. The first and foremost skill is marketing. Marketing is finding the deal, generating the lead. A lead, what is a lead? The name and number of somebody that might want to sell real estate. That's all a lead is. The next skill we have to learn is strategy. Strategy is the service that we offer. We buy houses. We help people sell houses, get rid of houses and mortgages they don't want or can't afford. We do it in a variety of different ways that solves a variety of different problems. So marketing and strategy, finding deals, doing deals, finding problems, solving problems. We use 65 tested, proven methods of finding off-market wholesale properties. We use a dozen different strategies to help people solve the problem and get ourselves paid. Over half of the marketing methods are completely free. And 9 of the 12 investing strategies are actually no money and no credit strategies. When you learn how to buy real estate with no money and no credit, then how many houses can you buy? All of them. So marketing strategy, finding deals, doing deals, finding problems, solving problems. Let us get started with the marketing. Oh, actually, first I'm going to tell you a quick story. This was my very first deal. This was the very first house I flipped on December 15, 2003. But I'll tell you a little story. On December 14th, 2003, I was scared to death. I was actually being coached and mentored by the two guys who ran the RIA back then. And I called them both on December 14, 2003. I'm scared. I don't want to lose any money. Are you guys sure this is going to work? Yeah, it took two seasoned, experienced real estate investors pulling me, kicking and screaming over the starting blocks. So if you're a little scared, I get it. I can relate, and I can help. But actually, I had one other thing that was motivating me to take action at that time in my life. I was in a job I no longer loved, and I was in a career that I no longer loved. And I got to tell you, if you're spending your time doing something you don't love doing, you need to do something different with your life plan. And that's exactly where I was on December 15, 2003. I needed a different life. And I got to tell you, you get one life, and it just rolls by. We had a baby. I have a 14-year-old running around in my house. It's like, how did that happen? Like, I had a baby, now I got a 14-year-old. I mean, it's like, what happened? It's just, it just flies by. And if you're not on a trajectory to getting the life you want, if you're not reaching your own God-given potential, then maybe you need to change your trajectory, and maybe you need to do something different with your life plan. So let me tell you a little bit more about the first deal, because I would say the first deal in so many ways is your most important deal. Life-changing experience. Kind of like your first kiss, right? Everybody remembers their first kiss, life-changing experience. Everybody remembers their first deal. It took me 6 months to find my first deal. I was actually an unusually slow starter. Got it under contract with a contract I got right here at the RIA. Bought it using OPM, other people's money, private money, right here at the RIA. Got a contractor here at the RIA to fix it. Got a realtor right here at the RIA to sell it. Got an attorney and title company right here at the RIA to close it. And I went to that very first closing and picked up that very first check for $15,384.26. And you know, when they handed me that check, it was like you unscrewed the cap, popped out the old brain, and popped in the new brain. Because right up until the moment that they handed me that check, I was a real estate investor based on theory. And I wasn't sure I believed the theory. I don't know if this is going to work. Not sure about that. Don't know about that. But the second that they handed me that check, like a switch flipping, I became a real estate investor based on experience. You see, I didn't know anything different, except I knew it actually worked. And I realized when they got that check that if I did this and this and this again, I get another check, right? It worked the first time. And if I did this, this, and this again, I get another check. But the really big deal that I realized when they handed me that check, right at that moment, I realized that I would never, ever, 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 ever for the rest of my life, ever, ever, have to work for somebody else, ever, 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 never, ever again. Yeah, and I haven't worked for anybody else, even for 1 second since they handed me that check. So if you're new and you're just getting started, here's my first piece of advice. You need to focus yourself like a laser beam on that very first deal, because that very first deal will change your life, mostly by changing your mindset. Deals 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 combined, not as hard as deal number one. So I told you I was going to tell you what I did right, but I'm also going to tell you what I did wrong. hold on. Sorry, somebody's sending me a message. I'm also going to tell you what I did wrong, because I did make one big mistake right out of the chute, and it's a very common rookie mistake. You know, I know all the rookie mistakes, not because I'm a rookie, but because I've been watching this happen. You guys are all on a journey to become real estate investors or take it to the next level. I'm going to tell you, everybody that gets into this business, they all make all the same mistakes. They hit the same potholes. They have the same self-limiting beliefs. And this is one of them. I made the most common, one of the most common rookie mistakes. I spent all that time finding the deal. I found the deal. Once I found the deal, I kind of put my marketing on hold. I picked up some hammers. I managed some contractors. I worked on the deal. I finished the deal. I got the check, only to wake up the next day and realize I had absolutely nothing to do. Oh, except start the whole business all over again. And this gets me to my very first takeaway. And here it is. And this is the big one. The business of being a real estate investor is the business of finding deals. It's all about finding deals. Why? Because you make your money on the buy. What does that mean? As soon as you find a property and get it under contract, or whatever money's going to be made or not made, it's done right at that moment. Yeah, you get the money at the end on the sale, but you make the money on the buy. And you always have to spend 85% of your time and money on marketing, looking for the next deal. And you have to approach this business such that the next deal is always more important than the deal you have now. The rookies all screw this up. And it's a mindset thing. They find a deal, right? And so what do? They put their marketing on hold. They picked up hammers. They manage the deal. They make as much money as they can on the deal, but they stop the marketing. So when the deal's done, they have to restart the marketing. They finally get the marketing going again. They find another deal. They do a deal. They make some money. Great. But they stop the marketing to work on the deal. So when the deal's over, they restart the marketing and they get it started again. And then finally they find another deal. They do a deal. They make some money. Great. But they stop the marketing. And their income goes up and down and up and down with big gaps in between. You need your income to go up, 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 up. And the only way to do that is you have to keep the pipeline continuously filled with deals. And the only way to do that is to always spend 85% of your time and money on marketing with the attitude that the next deal is always more important than the deal you have now. And hint, the deals you are looking for are not in the MLS. The MLS is the multiple listing service. It's the retail market for real estate. It's where realtors sell real estate. It's where all the people in the world compete with each other to see who will pay the most. And I hate to say it, but when you're competing against all the people in the world, some of those people are stupid. And you don't want to compete against stupid. Well, you don't want to win competing against stupid. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. I love the MLS. I adore the MLS. Why do I love and adore the MLS? Because after I buy off-market wholesale real estate, where do I then want to go resell it? On the MLS. It's been proven that any property listed on the MLS will sell for the most that it could be possibly sold for. That's just never where you're going to find heavily discounted wholesale real estate. So, finding deals. Once I realized this whole shoot match is about finding deals, then I went about systematizing the process of finding deals. And over time, I developed 65 different methods for finding deals. Well, actually, it's not really accurate to say I developed 65 methods. What would be more accurate is to say I found 65 things that work, and I started to do those things. In fact, I need to teach you all a really important lesson, maybe the most important lesson that I'm going to teach you today. But for me to teach you this next lesson, first, I need to unteach you all something. Okay, so I got to unteach you all something. Okay, when you guys were in elementary school, if you looked over the paper next to you and you copied down the answers, that was called what? Cheating. And you're all told that cheating is what? Bad, wrong. Okay, we're not a bunch of little kids. We're not in elementary school anymore. Going forward, I need you all to unlearn that. Because going forward, guess what? Cheating is actually the shortcut. What am I saying up here? What I'm trying to say is this. There's nothing that you are trying to do. There's absolutely nothing that you are trying to figure out that I and other people haven't already done and figured out. Everything, and I mean everything, and I mean absolutely everything about this business is completely understood. We know what's in the soil. We know the zoning. We know the guys that write the zoning. We know the appreciation rate down to the street address across all the major metropolitan cities across the state of Texas. We know the exact letters to send to the exact mailing list. We know the exact words to say. We know the exact offers to make. We know the exact objections we're going to get. We know exactly how to overcome the objections. We even know how many contracts on average we're going to get back for every 20,000 letters we send out. Everything, and I mean everything, and I mean absolutely everything about this business is completely understood. And once I realized that everything I was trying to do and everything I was trying to figure out, other people had actually done and figured out, then I stopped trying to figure everything out and I just started to, here's that word, copy the 65 tested and proven methods of actually finding off-market wholesale deals. Now, some of these methods take time and some of these methods take money. So let's talk about that. When you're getting started, you probably have more time and less money. Once you get going, you're going to have more money and less time. I will be honest with you, I don't spend any time anymore on marketing. I don't knock on doors or things like that. That takes time. I outsource it all. Okay, but when you're getting started, you're probably going to insource more or maybe all of it. So then what are all these different marketing strategies? Well, let me teach you a whole bunch. First set of strategies has to do with direct mail. Now, direct mail What is this? You're buying mailing lists. Now, when you buy mailing lists, what do you do with a mailing list? Well, you can send them mail. You can send like letters or postcards saying, we buy houses. Or you can get an email address and send them an email. Or you can get a phone number and you can call them. Or you can text them. Or you can go and you can knock on their door. Or you can even do multiples of those things, and we call that a multi-touch strategy. So there's a lot of things you can do with a mailing list. So for example, what are some of the lists? Well, there's a tax late list. There's a list of people that didn't pay their property taxes. You can get a list of people that are late paying their mortgage. You get a list of people that have filed for divorce. Two people were combining their income to pay a mortgage. Well, one of them is gone. Well, the one that's left is probably having trouble paying the mortgage by themselves. You can get a list of people who have inherited a house from somebody that passed away, people whose credit scores just went down 300 points, people that just got dismissed from bankruptcy, certainly a lot of financial distress there. You can get a non-owner occupied list. This is a list of people that own a house that they don't live in themselves. Well, technically, those are landlords. And a lot of them are what we call accidental landlords. Okay, what does that mean? They couldn't sell, so they rented it out, or they let an ex-spouse or friend or family member, a neighbor, stay in the house, or they inherited a house with a tenant in it, and they don't really know anything about being a real estate investor, and eventually they very often become motivated sellers. You can get a list of people who rent to people on public assistance. You can get a code enforcement list. You know, the city is already driving around issuing citations for abandoned houses and hoarder houses and deferred maintenance houses. And you can actually get the city to give you a list of every problem property in the city. You can even get an expired listing list. What is that? There's a list of people that hired a realtor, put it on the market, and tried to sell it, and it didn't sell. So what do we know about these people? We know 100% of these people would like to sell their house, probably now more than ever. But they also probably need solutions that realtors don't offer. Hello, that's exactly what investors do offer. If you send letters or postcards or phone mails or text messages to these people with problems, some of them will call you back. Those are called leads. If you make them an offer that solves their problem, we have an offer for every problem. Some of them will say yes, and those are called deals. With a website, you can get leads on the internet, bandit signs, little plastic signs say we buy houses. Why do they put them out? Because they work. Online ads work. Email, autoresponders, magnetic signs, little sign on the side of your car. You buy the sign once, and your car is a billboard. You get leads for the rest of your life. Okay, you don't want to pay postage for 10 cents a door. You can have somebody put your flyer on every door in a neighborhood. Oh, and here's one that's pretty much free, driving for dollars. Sometimes I'm driving around, and I see a tarp on a roof. You know, they might as well be waving a big red flag, right? Desperate, motivated seller, please buy my house. I mean, think about this. Somebody's most valuable asset, a house, has a serious problem, a leak, and their solution was to do what? To go buy a $5 tarp at Home Depot. Well, how come they didn't fix the roof? No money. Same guy's not fixing the roof, not paying his insurance, not paying his taxes, probably not paying his mortgage. Sooner or later, an investor is going to pick up that deal. Okay, what are the other deal-finding strategies? Oh, wait, we interrupt this program. Actually, I already did this, didn't I? So, yeah, I already talked about this. So yes, we do have a workshop coming up. I'm going to be teaching this myself, by the way, practical, actionable details, step-by-step training. I teach the whole thing all by myself. I like doing this. I have a lot of fun doing it. I'm a creative real estate investor, so I get into all the details on all 12 strategies, the 65 marketing methods where we have time to go through them, and the closes. What are the closes? Let's explain what that is. A close, literally, these are the exact words you say to get somebody to accept your offer on their property, your solution to their problem. So I'll give you an example. Recently, I said some magic words to a woman, and after I said magic words to this woman, she just gave me her house. I didn't have to give her any money. Beautiful house, a lot of equity, it was a very valuable home. She just gave me the house, and she said, thank you for taking the house, okay, after saying magic words. Who's a little skeptical right now? Raise your hand if you're a little skeptical right now. Who's not skeptical? Really? What do I have to do to make you guys skeptical? I just said I have magic words that I said to somebody, and they just gave me their house. I'm baiting you. That's ridiculous. You have magic words. Somebody just gives you their house because you say magic words. So let me try this again. I have magic words, and I just say magic words, and somebody just gives me their house and say, thank you for taking my house. Who's a little skeptical right now? Okay, well, I want you to be skeptical, so stay skeptical. Because in a couple of minutes, I'm going to demonstrate it. And when I demonstrate it, you're going to be all the much more amazed. But those are the closes, and that's the words you say. So we'll demonstrate that in a minute. So learn how to partner, great way to get started, how to access private money, better, cheaper, faster than hard money. Thousands of people got started. We even host a show where literally every week we interview one of you guys to talk about how this has transformed their life. So again, coming up on these dates, pick the location and date that works best for you. I recommend you come live and in person. If you can't, we also simulcast on Zoom. Now, if none of these dates work for you, for example, if you have a conflict, like your daughter is getting married, here's what I suggest. I suggest you cancel the wedding, okay? Because this is going to change your life in a good way, okay? And change your trajectory. One other announcement. Now, this is not for everybody, so I'm just going to throw it out there. We provide training to the members of this community, and we want everybody to be able to get the training, so we even have promos like we're doing right now where we do it for free. So I don't want any excuses like I can't afford it. We really want you to be educated and participatory. That's how people make money. So there's several options for doing that. Now, I am doing something that is not free, and this is not for everybody, but I'm going to mention it because I've never done this before, and it's coming up also. After investing in real estate for 20 years, finally, my wife and I bought, I guess, what you could call our dream house. We bought a $15 million mansion on Lake Austin in the primest part of Austin, beautiful, right on the water, on the primest part of Lake Austin, which is kind of the most desirable real estate in Austin. So why am I telling you this? I'm actually going to do something very unique, and I've never done this before, but I'm going to, and we actually just bought this place, but I'm going to invite a small group of people to actually come to my property, my home, and I'm going to work with myself and my power team with a small group of people. Now, this is not free, okay? I'm gonna charge $1,000 if you would like to do this, and that's not for everybody, so I understand that. But if you would like to spend time with myself, my wife, my power team, a group of multimillionaire real estate investors in a mansion for 3 days, having people help you build your individual plans, if you're really serious about this, it's a pretty unique opportunity, okay? And if that's something you really wanna do, let us know that, or talk to Olivia. She can tell you how to do that. So it's a very small, intimate, setting. And that's going to be on November, 10th, 11th, and 12th, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And talk to Olivia. If that's something you want to do at the end, you can talk to Olivia. Okay. But at any rate, going back to this, to register for the workshop, just go to that QR code or go to this link. For you guys that are online, click on the link in the comments below and you can get registered online. All right, getting back to work. Other deal finding strategies. Letters of intent. What is a letter of intent? A letter of intent is an offer. And the question is, who should you send an offer to? And the answer is everybody. Everybody. I'm going to give you your first homework assignment. Tomorrow, I want each of you to send 200 people an offer on their house. And I'm not kidding, right? Because here's how investors think. Ready, fire, aim. You make the offer, and then you negotiate. You make the offer, and then you do your due diligence. You make the offer, and then you look for the money. You make the offer, and then you think about it. You should make everybody an offer. Why not? Do you know here in Texas, every time you make somebody an offer, you know you get 4 different options? You might want to write them down. Option number 1, you can buy a house. It's called taking a shot. If you make enough offers, if you take enough shots on goal, what do you think is going to happen? Some of them go in, even if you suck. And with practice, what happens? More of them get in because you get better. Exactly. So option number 1, you can buy a house. Option number 2, you can terminate the contract after you make it. Do you know the Texas state promulgated contract gives the buyer the unilateral right to just rip it up, walk away, no harm, no foul, no risk, no penalty? Option number three, you can renegotiate the offer after you make it. Do you know that it's much, much, much easier to renegotiate than it is to negotiate? Option number four, you can actually sell the contract itself to somebody else that has money. Notice only one of those four options even required you to come up with any money and to buy a house. Just make offers and give yourself options. So there's lots and lots and lots of these different marketing ideas and ways to find off-market wholesale properties. So why so many different marketing ideas? Well, why so many different marketing methods? Well, would you rather fish with a hook or would you rather fish with a net? Okay, you need to learn how to fish with a net, right? And the reason is because this business is a numbers game, and now I'm going to teach you the numbers. I'm going to teach you something right now. It took me 2 years of hard work to figure out. Question? Let me do it at the end. Let me do it at the end. I will show it to you. Come to the workshop. I'll go through them all. I mean, we're going to have time. I mean, I'm trying to cover a lot of ground right now. So, but I'll be happy to show you the slide at the end. And I'll even show you where you can get this download this online if you want to. So absolutely, no problem. So let me teach you something now that took me 2 years to figure out. So I'm going to shave 2 years of your learning curve off. By 2005, I was a real estate investor for 2 years. And I calculated in my first 2 years, I generated about 400 leads. A lead is just a name and number of somebody that might want to sell real estate. So I was talking to somebody every couple of days. And then I did the math. And here's what I discovered when I did the math. When I did paid marketing, like direct mail, for every $100 I spent in direct mail, I got one qualified motivated seller lead. When I did free marketing, personal marketing, things like driving for dollars, for every 3 hours I spent on the free driving for dollars, I got at least one qualified motivated seller lead. Then I discovered on average for every 20 leads, I got at least $20,000. I made at least $20,000 net profit on a deal. So let me run the math for you. Okay. That means every time I drove around for 60 hours, I made at least $20,000 on a deal that came out of that. It means every time I spent $2,000, sent out $2,000 in direct mail, I made at least $20,000 profit on a deal. Okay, so spend $2,000, make $20. Spend $2,000, make $20. Spend $4,000, make $40. Spend $8,000, make $80. Spend $16,000, make $160. Spend $32,000. You don't have to spend it all at once, by the way. Make $320,000 net profit. Are you starting to like the numbers? Yeah, it took me 2 years of hard work in the trenches to figure that out. But after 2 years in the trenches, what I realized is, holy cow, this whole business is just a numbers game. And now I know the numbers. And after I figured this out, I actually changed how I think about my business. I now see my whole business like it's a little black box. And we're going to call that little black box a marketing machine. And the way that little black box works is every time I stick $100 worth of marketing in one end, $1,000 worth of net profit pops out the other end. Now, if you had a little black box, every time you stuck $100 in one end, $1,000 popped out the other end, how many dollars would you stick in the box? All of them. Exactly. And I started spending money on marketing like a drunken sailor because I finally knew the numbers. And I started spending thousands of dollars a month on marketing. And then I started spending tens of thousands of dollars a month on marketing. And then I hired two full-time, six-figure guys who spend 100% of their time spending my money on marketing. And today, in some months today, I spent upwards of $100,000 a month on marketing. Because once you know this is just a numbers game, and once you know what the numbers are, then it's just on. We call this dial it in, and then you dial it up. Hey, Olivia, I see you got one of those posters. Could you bring that up here for a minute? Sometime later, I actually wrote a book, by the way, on investing in real estate. I'm not selling any books tonight, but I will repeat something I said earlier. There's nothing you're trying to do. There's nothing you're trying to figure out that I and other people haven't done and figured out. So the shortcut is to just copy stuff that's been figured out. And I see this camera's not aimed right. Let me see if I can aim the camera at you. So that would be helpful for the people at home. There we are. Okay. So I am actually an inventor. I've invented numerous technologies. This old rig here, I've got software and apps that allow you to do an analysis using AI of real estate. And this is another one of my inventions. I want to mention it real quick. Here's what I learned when I became a real estate investor. Real estate is actually not that complicated. Okay, I went to engineering school. That was complicated. Okay, I had to take calculus, and then I had to take calculus 2 and calculus 3. And by the time I took calculus 3, I had to remember calculus 1 and 2. It was really, really complicated. I've never had to solve a differential equation to flip a house. It's not that complicated. But unlike engineering, right, and calculus, it's a mile deep. Here's the thing about real estate. It's not a mile deep. It's a mile wide. There's a million little details. Learning real estate is like learning a language. That's what it is. But here's another tip. You can't learn a language from reading a book. I'm sorry. Read 100 books on how to speak Spanish, you'll learn how to count to 10. And this is why I don't even offer my book anymore. Because to be honest with you, it's not all that helpful to read a book. If reading books on real estate, if reading books turn people into millionaires, a library should be filled with millionaires, but they're not. And it was not until I joined the local real estate investor association and actually started immersing myself. There's only one way to learn a language. How is that? You gotta hear it. You gotta immerse yourself. You gotta hear things 2, 3, 5, 10, 20 times, right? Before you start to pick up enough of the lexicon to actually communicate and understand it. And the same thing with real estate. It was not until I joined the local real estate investor association and started hanging out with real estate investors and seeing and hearing things 5, 10, 20 times that I picked up enough of the details to be doing it myself. So that's the thing about real estate. And you gotta understand that. People get frustrated with real estate because they read a book and they're like, I still don't understand it, right? And it's not complicated. There's just a million details. So I thought as an exercise, I would write down the details. So this is something I call the blueprint. And these are the 273 things you need to know to be a real estate investor. So I've got all the investing, all the investing strategies here. I got all the marketing strategies here. I got all the sales and negotiating closes and techniques here. All the operations stuff, accounting, power teams, corporate structures, all the financing strategies, and all the analysis and due diligence on this really cool poster that shows how all the pieces fit together. So these are the 273 things that you actually need to know to be a real estate investor. And you come to the workshop, and that's what I'm going to teach you. But do we have some of the posters?
Yes, we do. So,
okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll put it up later. Okay. So we'll tell them what we can do. Okay. So yeah, if you register for the workshop and you show your phone to Olivia outside, she'll get you a poster if we have some posters. So we got some posters. So I think it's a cool poster. Hang it on your wall. It just kind of reminds you of all the things you need to know. Come to the workshop and we'll get you trained. So we're about to get into the strategies. We're actually at the halfway point of my presentation. So we got a little more to go. But if you remember at the beginning of this presentation, I said, my job is to make you into educated and contributing members of this community. We really want you to be educated and contributing and participatory. You have a question in the back? What's that? What's a good deal? Well, it depends on the strategy. But if you're buying a house for cash, you want to buy it at 70% of the market value minus the cost of repairs. That would be a good deal. Okay. But that's just one of the 12 strategies. But at any rate, we really do want you to be participatory, and active, right? And we do these meetings all over Texas, and we always have new people that come to the meetings. And the new people are just checking it out, like, hey, honey, let's go check out the RIA. And we call the new people, we call them tourists. And there's nothing wrong with being a tourist. Like, let's check out the RIA, right? But we figured out a long time ago, unfortunately, nobody makes any money being a tourist. Right? We want you to be active. We want you to be buying, selling, lending, borrowing, partnering, right? And, you know, moving, shaking. That's where everybody makes money. But I also figured out, unfortunately, a long time ago, I can't turn somebody into a real estate investor in 45 minutes. If I could figure out how to sprinkle pixie dust around the room and turn everybody into real estate investors in 45 minutes, yeah, that would be awesome. I don't know how to do that. But I can, and I have, on numerous occasions, turn people into real estate investors over a period of 24 hours. or maybe it would be more accurate to say 24 hours spread out over 3 days, where we have the time to get through all the nitty-gritty details of how this works. And again, this is why we sponsor the Texas Real Estate Investing Workshop, where we have time to get into all 12 strategies, all the marketing methods, and all the closes. So thousands of people have gotten started here, and we're doing a special promotion, right? If you go to that link and pick the city and location that works best for you. I teach it myself. I don't outsource this. I do enjoy teaching this. Come on time, take a lot of notes, ask a lot of questions, bring a whole notepad with you, because I guarantee you're going to fill the whole notepad up. And we're going to help you build a plan. So that's what this is. And then one other little thing, and again, this is not for everybody, but I'm also doing this very unique, very special thing at my home on November 10th, 11th, and 12th. So if you would like to spend a weekend with me and my wife and my power team and a group of literally multimillionaire real estate investors helping you individually build a plan that can actually make you an investor, it's a pretty unique opportunity. You do have to pay for that. I want everybody to get education, but that event is a paid event. It's $1,000 to do that. You can bring your spouse or significant other with you. I won't charge extra for that, but you do have to pay if you would like to come to that very special event. And the way to do that is just talk to Olivia outside when you're ready to go. Okay, so we talked about fear and crossed it out. We talked about marketing and crossed it out. Now let's get into the strategies. And people always ask me, like, what's the best strategy? And I'm going to answer that question right now. There's a lot of strategy. There's a lot of books. There's a lot of YouTube videos. There's a lot of seminars. There's a lot of training out there. And you can read books and get training on how to do short sales, how to do buy and hold, how to do mortgage assignments, how to do auction options, referrals, how to do wholesaling, contracts for deeds, lease options, house swapping, wraparound mortgages, equity partnering, and of course, how to do fix and flip. And you certainly spend a lot of time and money on all that training and education. In fact, my wife and I have actually spent over $100,000 on training, seminars, coaching, books, tapes, etc. Most of it was great. Some of it was not great. It all sounded great. But I don't feel bad about spending over $100,000 on our education, because we've made many millions of dollars from our education. But I do have a little pet peeve at how most people get started, and even how most people teach people to get started. Because when you look at all these strategies, here's the good news. They all work. All of these things can make you money investing in real estate. That's the good news. The bad news is that they each only work in unique situations. Each of these strategies should be thought of as the solution to a specific or particular problem. But remember what I said is job one. Job one is finding the deal. So here's a brand new investor hunting for a deal, doing some marketing, and he gets a lead. What is a lead? Name a number of somebody that might want to sell real estate. Well, this guy had gotten the right education. He would learn how to help that particular seller solve their particular problem with a strategy called a wraparound mortgage. That's the solution to that person's problem. But that's not the training he got. This guy just went to one of those silly wholesale seminars. All he learned how to do is wholesaling. So he's looking for a wholesale deal, but he didn't find one. He found a wrap deal and he doesn't know how to do that. So what's he going to do? He's going to do some more marketing. He's going to generate another lead. Now, if he only knew how to do a mortgage assignment, he could solve a problem and get himself paid, but he doesn't know how to do that because, remember, he just went to one of those silly wholesale seminars and he's looking for a wholesale deal. He didn't find one. He found a mortgage assignment, doesn't know how to do that. So what does he do? He does some more marketing, generates yet another lead. And now if he only knew how to do an auction option, he could solve a big problem and get himself a big check. But he doesn't know how to do an auction option because, again, all he learned how to do is wholesaling, and he's still looking for his wholesale deal. Are you starting to see a problem? This is another common rookie mistake. There's 30,000 YouTube videos and books and seminars that teach people how to get started investing in real estate. What most of the training out there that I've seen says is you need to get started by learning one strategy, and this is the best one. No, this is the best one. No, this is the best one. Well, whatever. You need to learn a strategy, pick a strategy, do the strategy, make money on the strategy. And after you make money on that strategy, then later on, you can learn how some of the other strategies work. Sounds pretty good. Feels pretty good. But forgive my language when I say this. That is a completely ass-backwards way to go about this. saying that you need to get started by learning one strategy and you need to make money on one strategy before you learn the other strategy, that's kind of like saying you need to go to Las Vegas and learn how to bet on one number on the roulette wheel. And after you make enough money betting over and over and over again on that one number on the roulette wheel, well, then later on you can learn how the other numbers work. Well, that's ridiculous. And yet that's how 95% of real estate investors get started investing in real estate. As it no surprise that 95% of real estate investors give up before they ever get going. And probably 99% of the wholesalers. So let's talk about wholesaling. There's nothing wrong with wholesaling. Wholesaling is one of the 12 strategies that I use and that I teach. In fact, frankly, it's the easiest one to teach. The problem with wholesaling, however, is I would say on average, it's the hardest one to do that on average makes the least amount of money. So when somebody tells me, I'm going to get started by wholesaling, here's how my brain translates that plan. I'm going to do the hardest thing there is to do that on average makes the least amount of money. And I know from my experience, because I've been doing this for a long time, that about 99 out of 100, maybe not 100 out of 100, but about 99 out of 100 people that try to execute that plan end up giving up before they ever get going. Because if you spend a lot of time on something that doesn't make you a lot of money, you'll probably give up before you ever get going. For example, how many of you have read the book, The Millionaire Wholesaler? That's because it's never been written. And it never will be. Because it's the hardest thing to do that on average makes the least amount of money. So I'm going to teach you what the top 5% of investors do. And I'm going to tell you, play to be in the top 5% or don't bother, because they make all the money. So this is how I do it, and this is how I'm going to teach you how to do it as well. I bet on all of the numbers on the wheel, and I spin the wheel a lot. And what do I mean by I bet on all the numbers? I use all 12 strategies. Why not learn all 12 ways to fill out a contract? Why not learn all 12 ways to solve a problem? You spend time and money, it's called marketing, to get somebody with a problem to call you. If there's a way to help them and solve the problem and get paid, you need to help them and solve the problem and get paid. And when you know all 12 strategies, collectively, these 12 strategies solve every problem there is. There is no exception. Motivated, non-motivated, free and clear, hopelessly underwater. So that's getting paid on all the numbers on the wheel and every lead you get. And then what do you do next? You spin the wheel a lot. What does that mean? It means do a lot of marketing, generate a lot of leads, take a lot of shots on goal. If you take a lot of shots on goal, what's going to happen? Yeah, some of them go in. So do a lot of marketing and know all the strategies. So now let's talk about strategies. I'm going to teach you some strategy. I got time for a couple. Oh, actually, first I'm going to tell you a fun story. This was my first big deal. After I was a real estate investor for just over 2 years, I flipped this house. I actually made $291,000 flipping this house. But the more interesting part of the story is I was actually the eighth investor at bat. So what does that mean? It means seven other real estate investors looked at this deal before me and passed on the deal. How's that possible? How could seven different real estate investors pass on a deal to make almost $300,000? How's that even possible? I'm going to tell you it's not just possible, it's actually typical. I'll tell you the rest of the story. First investor walks into this house and says, I'd love to buy your house. But you're underwater. You owe more money than the house is worth. You can't even afford to sell me your house. Second investor looks at this house and says, I'd love to buy your house, but you're in bankruptcy. I can't buy a house from somebody in bankruptcy. Third investor looks at this house and says, well, I can help you avoid a foreclosure by doing something called a short sale, but I can't do that while you're in bankruptcy. Plus, you have a mid-construction project. I don't do mid-construction projects. I looked at this house and I said, my, oh my, oh my, you have a lot of big problems here, don't you? Big problem means what? Big opportunity. You know, it took one, two, three different strategies to solve this guy's problem. I solved the problem and I got the check. My competition was a bunch of one-trick ponies. Most of my competitors are a bunch of one-trick ponies. 30,000 books and tapes and YouTube videos teach people how to be one-trick ponies. One-trick ponies are annoying, they get in the way at times, but they don't last long. Guys, if you think you're going to find pretty houses at big discounts just waiting for you hanging off of trees, yeah, you're smoking crack, okay? This is what opportunity looks like, a big bundle of problems with a nice pretty bow around it. I want a house where half the house burned down. I want a house that has mold. I want a house that was flooded. I want a house where a meth lab exploded in the garage. I want a house where someone was murdered in the living room. Oh, you kidding me? You can make a killing on a murder house. I'm serious. I own one. How do you make a killing? It's called a stigma house, and there's all kinds of stigmas, but this is one example. How do you make a killing on a murder house? No pun intended. What do you think it costs to buy a murder house? Anybody want to guess? Yeah, 20 cents on the dollar. You got it. 20 cents on the dollar. And you know what? You buy a house, 20 cents on the dollar. And what does everybody say when they go buy that house? They point at the house, that's a murder house. That's a murder house. And a year later, everybody going by that house, a year later, they point at that house and something bad happened in that house, right? And a couple years later, they're going by that house and they're like, somewhere around here, something bad happened. And 5 years later, they go by that house and what do they say? How much? Yeah, how much? Stigmas go away. Somebody gets shot in a bar, it's a crime scene. If a couple years later, it's a tourist attraction. Okay, think about it. Right? And there's all kinds of stigmas. You know, Houston, it floods, it rains, right? And then it doesn't flood, and then it doesn't rain. And like, you know, when a house is a flood house, nobody wants a house, but after a while, oh, that was just a flood house that was a long time ago, and it hasn't flooded since then, so it's no longer a flood house. And then somebody buys it and it floods again, right? It's a flood house again, right? And the stigmas, they come and they go. And there's all kinds of examples of them. And those create opportunities, right? Problems, remember, are opportunities, right? And you got to think differently. So I'll give you another example. One of my students recently bought one of those $150,000 Teslas and he paid cash for it. And he calls it his air car, air car. H-E-I-R, air car. Yeah, somebody died without a will. Do you know that 2 out of 3 people don't have a will? Did you know that? But they did have 42 heirs. And everybody said, no way, man, there's no way you're going to get 42 people to agree on something. Big problem. Well, he rolled up his sleeves and it took a little effort, but eventually he got 42 people to agree that a little bit of something is worth a whole lot more than a whole lot of nothing. And now he's driving around a $150,000 air car. Problems are opportunities. Big problems, big opportunities. So we use marketing to find people with problems. And then we solve their problems with strategy. And we have a strategy for every problem. So let's teach you a couple strategies. I got a little time left. The first strategy I'll teach you tonight is wholesaling. This is the easiest one to teach. I'll teach you right now. How does this work? You simply find a property and get it under contract. How much does it cost to get a property under contract? Nothing. Can we all afford that? I think so. Now, when you get a property under contract, you have what's called an equitable interest in the property. The contract itself has value. So what are you going to do with that valuable contract? You're going to sell the very contract to another investor for a fee. Okay, well, how much is the fee? $500,000 to $5,000 on a small deal, $10,000 to $25,000 on an average deal, $25,000 or more on a big deal. And this, my friends, is a no money and no risk strategy. I've discovered it's really hard to lose money when you're not actually spending or investing any money. And this is one of the 9 ways to do that. So let me give you an example. I like to teach through case studies. When you come to the workshop, I'm going to tell you about 100 stories because I teach the theory and then I give the example, right? Because I think it's much more impactful to learn through actually seeing stories and actual deals. So this is Kimberly. She came to the workshop. She had to pay for it, but she came to the workshop. And then this was her first deal. She told me about the deal after it went down. So here's the story. Her mom is visiting her from out of town. So she's in the car with her mom. And her mom's like, Kim, where are we going? Oh, well, mom, we're going to get a house under contract. What? Kim, are you crazy? You just graduated from college. You don't have any money. You don't have any credit. You don't even have a job. What do you mean you're getting a house under contract? Don't worry, Mom. I know what I'm doing. So Kim's mom watched Kim walk into this house and offer the seller $265,000 cash for his house. And he signed a contract. Now, obviously, they talked on the phone ahead of time. Obviously, he was a motivated seller. Kim then took that contract and posted it out to this network. Do you know that we meet multiple times a day, every minute of every day online, right, in real time, and there's tens of thousands of members? And multiple times a day and thousands and thousands and thousands of times over the last decade, the members of this community post their deals, contracts, offers, questions, resources, referrals, money back and forth on that network. So Kim posted this deal out to the network, and guess what? Several other members of the network wanted to buy that deal, that contract from Kim. And Kim ended up selling her contract to another member of the RIA for $17,000. So Kim just sold her contract to another member for $17,000. So now Kim is a believer. Well, actually, Kim was a believer. Now Kim's mom is a believer. Now, what would Kim have done with the contract? Had nobody wanted to buy her contract, what would she have done with the contract? Right? Ripped it up. No harm, no foul, terminated, right? No penalty, no risk. But she didn't need to, did she? Okay, so then who bought the contract? Another member of the RIA by the name of Tatiana. So let me tell you about Tatiana. I know her pretty well. Tatiana paid Kim $17,000 for the contract. It then became Tatiana's contract. Tatiana then bought the property for $265,000 cash. She actually had the cash. She kept it for 6 months as a month-to-month rental. After the tenants moved out, she did a renovation, a small addition, and then she sold it after owning it for 12 months. And when she sold it, she made nearly $100,000 of profit, you know, net profit. And she only had to pay long-term capital gains taxes, no income taxes. Do you think Tatiana was pretty happy that Kim found that deal for her? What do you think? You bet. So let's see what we got here. Do a little audience participation by a show of hands. How many of you are cash buyers? Wave your hand around if you're a cash buyer. Let me ask a different question. How much cash do you have to make a cash offer? Zero. Well, then how much cash do you actually have to be a cash buyer? Zero. You don't have to have any cash to make a cash offer. You don't have to have any cash to be a cash buyer. You just need to know people with cash. So let me ask you another question. Does anybody here know somebody that you could call if you got a smoking hot deal to buy a property for a big discount for cash? For example, who? Yeah, what do you think I'm doing up here? Over here, guys. Over here. And in fairness, there's hundreds of guys just like me out on that network that would be pleased as punch, right? If you guys pitch some properties back to the group. You don't want it yourself? Pitch it back to the group. That's why we want you. That's why we need you. That's why I'll even train you, right, on how to be educated and contributing members of this community. But I can tell I have my work cut out for me, because we got some self-limiting beliefs going on here. So let me try this again. By a show of hands, how many of you are cash buyers? Oh, fantastic. Love talking to a room full of cash buyers. And think about it. The network instantly puts people with cash in connection, right, with people with off-market wholesale property. Instantly puts people with deals in connection, right, with people with cash. So welcome to the wholesale marketplace. Okay, one more strategy. This one is a bit more complicated and, frankly, a bit more interesting. It is called buying a property subject to the mortgage. This is buying and owning real estate even with no money and with no credit. I am a nationally recognized expert at teaching this strategy. I've literally taught tens of thousands of people how to do what I'm about to teach you how to do. I may possibly be the national expert, but I'm certainly a widely recognized expert. And now I'm going to teach it to you. How does this work? How does real estate work? When somebody buys real estate, what do? They go to a title company. They sign a stack of documents. Most of the documents are disclaimers and disclosures, but there's two documents that get signed at the closing that really make the closing happen. And let me change my battery. My battery's blinking on me here. Hold on. Hear me okay? Testing. Hear me? Does that work? Yeah, okay. So there's two documents that really make the transaction happen. The two documents that actually make the transaction happen are the deed and the note. The deed and the note. Notice these are two separate documents, a deed and a note. Whosever name goes on the deed, that's who owns the house. That's how you transfer ownership. Whosever name goes on the note, that's who's responsible for the mortgage. That's how you assign a mortgage. So there's a deed and there's a note. Notice they're two separate documents. Now, normally the same guy is on both. Guy buys a house. His name is on the deed. His name is on the note. He owns the house and he's responsible for the mortgage. It's his house. He moves into the house. It's his house. Then all the rights and privileges and responsibilities and benefits of homeownership, they all go to him. It's his house. At the end of the month, he gets a statement from the bank. Says, you owe us $1,000 for your mortgage. He writes the bank a check for $1,000. Bank gets the check. They cash the check. Bank's happy. He's happy. Everybody's happy. That's how it works. And then the guy goes on to get married. And well, you know, Texas is a community property state. So when the guy gets married, the wife is added to the deed. So now there's two names on the deed, his and hers. Look it up in the tax records, his and hers. But his name is still the only name on the note. Just because somebody's taken on or off the deed, that does not affect the note. And then time goes on and things don't work out and they get a divorce. And in their situation, the wife gets the house in the divorce. So now something kind of interesting has happened. Now her name is the only name left on the deed, but his name is still the only name on the note. So the question is, as long as he keeps sending the bank a check every month, or she starts sending the bank a check every month, or a tenant, or a property manager, a neighbor, investor, friend, or family member, or somebody sends the bank a check every month, the question is, does the bank actually care who wrote the check? What do you think? No. There's some dude at the bank opening envelopes saying, "Ooh, we got a check for the right amount. Came on time and it cleared. We're good." So if you're all listening to my story so far, I just told you all a story about a woman, about a spouse, about a person that was able to acquire real estate, even with no money and with no credit. There it is. How to acquire real estate with no money, no credit. All right. So here's the really, really good part. You can all do exactly the same thing and you don't have to get married to do it. Because here's the deal. Anybody can go up to any homeowner that has any loan, any mortgage from any lender at any house at any time, and you can make them an offer. And the offer any of you can make with any homeowner that has any loan, any mortgage from any lender at any house at any time is this. Here's the offer. I will make the payments on your mortgage for you going forward. Or I will find somebody to make the payments on your mortgage for you going forward. What's the catch? The catch is you have to hand the deed, which is ownership of the property, to me. It's called buying a property subject to the existing mortgage. You do this with any homeowner that has any loan, any mortgage from any lender at any house at any time. And the only person on the planet that has to agree to this transaction is the person whose name is on the deed, not the bank. The bank has no say in this transaction. There's federal laws that regulate this transaction. Anybody can give their deed to anybody they want. Anybody can pay somebody else's mortgage if they want to. So if you're listening to me closely, here's what you just heard me say. You can buy any house in Texas from any homeowner in Texas that has any loan from any lender, and you can buy that person's house at any time, and you can even buy their house even with no money and even with no credit by simply offering to take over the mortgage or even offering to find somebody to take over the payments on the mortgage. In exchange for them, simply handing the deed, which is ownership of the property, to you. It's called buying a property subject to the existing mortgage. And once you learn how to buy real estate with no money and with no credit, then how many houses can you buy? All of them. Look, here's the thing. When somebody's in financial distress, they got a house and they got a mortgage. Is the house the problem or is the mortgage the problem? Owning a house is never a problem. Being responsible for a mortgage, yeah, that can be a big problem. Right. If you solve the big problem, I'll take the questions in a minute. If you solve the big problem, right, you ask them in exchange for solving the big problem to transfer the deed, which is ownership of the property to you. So this is simply making an agreement to pay the seller's mortgage going forward in exchange for the deed. Now, when somebody hands you their deed, guess what? You own it. You can do whatever you want with it. You can renovate it, retail, sell it to somebody else. You can wrap it. You can assign it. You can keep it as a rental property. You can keep it as your homestead if you'd like. I've helped many of my friends buy their very own homestead with this little or no money, no credit needed strategy. How much money can you make? Well, there's a lot of ways to make a lot of money when you learn how to buy real estate with no money and with no credit. Small flip, at least $10,000. That's pretty much at the very lowest end of the scale, typically a lot more. And this is another little or no money, little or no risk strategy. Let me walk you through an example of a deal. This is one of the $30 million worth of houses that I own in Texas. And I said earlier, man, if I wanted to buy $30 million worth of houses traditionally, well, think about it, I'd have to, you know, be a multi-millionaire just to become a millionaire, right? I'd have to put down 20% every time I bought a house. And I'd have to millions of dollars to do that. Well, I wasn't a millionaire when I started investing in real estate, so how was I able to accumulate a portfolio of $30 million worth of houses? Well, most of them were purchased using exactly this strategy, including this one. So let me tell you about this one. A woman owned this house worth $150,000. She only owed $110,000 on the mortgage. So this house has $40,000 of equity. She had the house rented out for $1,600 a month rent. The mortgage payment, including tax and insurance, is $1,100 a month. So this house is generating $500 of gross cash flow. Should have, could have, and it would have been a perfect rental property, except for one major problem. This woman had lost her job. She was continuing to collect the rent because she was living off the rent, but she had stopped paying the mortgage. Four days before the first Tuesday of the month, when the bank was going to foreclose on her, I knocked on her door. Hello, can I help you? I am here to help you. But what can you do? There's no time. They're going to foreclose on me. How can you help? They're going to foreclose on me. There's no time. What can you do? How can you help? Here's what I can do. I can stop the foreclosure. I can reinstate your loan. I can catch up your mortgage payments. I can make your mortgage payments for you going forward. I can even repair all your credit. Well, that's amazing. What's the catch? You simply have to hand the deed, which is ownership of the property, to me. And she said deal. Why did she say deal? Because in 4 days, she's losing the house. That's a done deal. But she wasn't just going to lose the house. In addition to losing the house, she was going to get a little bonus to go along with it. A bonus that we call a foreclosure. And this is what I told her about a foreclosure. You don't want a foreclosure. People think a foreclosure is the end of the problem. It's not. It's the beginning of a 10-year nightmare. It starts with the sheriff and his deputies dragging you and your family and all of your possessions to the curb in front of your friends and neighbors. It's 10 years of dealing with the IRS, potentially garnishing your wages to collect a 1099 that could be issued against you for up to the full value of the loan. It's 10 years of dealing with the lender, potentially filing a deficiency judgment lawsuit against you for up to the full value of the home. It's 10 years of dealing with creditors calling you day and night to collect on the judgment from the lawsuit. It's 10 years of not being able to buy another home, not being able to buy a car, not being able to get a credit card, not being able to open certain bank accounts or even rent certain apartments or even get certain jobs. In other words, it's a bullet to the head. And nobody wants all that. And I stopped all of that from happening to her. And she was thrilled. She even said thank you. And the tenants were thrilled because they didn't want to get kicked out of the house. They just wanted to keep renting the house. So I let them keep renting it for me. And the bank was thrilled. They didn't want the house back. They just wanted their money. So I gave them their money. But mostly I was thrilled because for $4,500, which is what it cost me to reinstate that loan, I now own this beautiful $150,000 house. Came with a loan, came with $40,000 of equity, all mine. Came with tenants, pay me $1,600 a month rent. After I pay the bank $1,100, I put $500 back in my pocket. And if you think that's cool, my wife and I own $30 million worth of houses. Some of them took small amounts of money like this. Most of them honestly took more money than this. But that being said, some of them took absolutely no money at all. So how many of you would like me to walk you step by step by step through how to do this deal? Okay, we're all out of time. Sorry, that was obnoxious. We're almost out of time. We got to finish up. So almost out of time. I do love this deal, and I'm going to finish. But I bet you don't know why I love this so much. You know, some of you are like, oh, you're making $500 a month. Yeah, that's not it. $500 is not going to affect my life or my lifestyle in the slightest amount. That's not it. What I love about this is by doing this over and over and over again, over the last 20 years, my wife and I were able to accumulate a portfolio that's now worth $30 million. In fact, just over the last 2 or 3 years, that portfolio went up in value by more than 30%. In other words, just over the last 3 years, we became more than $10 million richer from having done this thing over and over again that requires little or no money and no credit. That's what I love about this. This is the strategy that can allow anybody, regardless of money or credit, to become multi-millionaires. Because I don't care how much money you have, not enough. I don't care how much credit you have, not enough. You got to do this in a scalable way, and this scales to an infinite degree. You want one of those 3 or 4% mortgages? They're still available, but they're better than ever because they're other people's 3 or 4% mortgages, and you just take over those. And when I realized several years ago the wealth potential of this strategy, I actually made one additional tweak to this strategy. I no longer buy these houses in my name. In fact, I no longer buy these houses in my company's name. Now when I buy these houses, I prefer to buy them in my IRA. How many of you were aware that you could do this transaction with your IRA? Okay, for the rest of you, you know you can do this transaction with your IRA. One of the co-sponsors of the Texas RIAs is a company, Quest Trust IRA, based right here in Houston. Come to the workshop. We'll set it up so you can do this with your IRA. So then what happens when my IRA does this deal? Well, my IRA issues the $4,500 reinstatement fee to the bank, and the deed title ownership of the property transfers to my IRA. Every month, the property manager deposits $1,600 of rent into the IRA, and every month, the IRA automatically issues a check to $1,100 back to the bank to pay the mortgage, and $500 rolls back into the IRA. But that's not the good part. What's the good part? Over the next 25 years, this property will double in value, and it will double again. And even at very conservative appreciation rates, it'll almost double a third time. Something interesting happens to the loan on this property over 25 years. What happens to the loan? It gets completely paid off by the tenants. Thank you very much, tenants. In other words, every time my IRA does this deal, my IRA ultimately ends up owning an asset worth about $1 million that by then I own free and clear. And because my IRA is also a Roth IRA, when I sell that asset in retirement, 100% of the proceeds are tax-free. Did y'all just see what I did? I just showed you how to turn a $4,500 IRA into $1 million tax-free, doing one deal, one time. Helping a woman out of a horrible situation. Helping tenants stay in a property they want to stay in. Helping a bank not take a property back they didn't want back. All that just doing it once. The average retired person at the age of 65 has a net worth of $62,000. It's pathetic. If you just did this one deal, one time, you would be 25 times richer than the average retired person just doing it once. But I'll tell you something else I've observed over the years. I've never seen somebody do this deal once. 95% of the people will never do this deal. And 100% of the people that do it once, then what do? Then they do it again. And then what do? Then they do it again and again and again. And like 20 years later, they're standing behind a podium talking about all the times they did it. So one last time, how many of you would like me to walk you step by step by step through how to do this deal? Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk you step by step by step through how you find this property, how you get it under contract, the closes, the words, the contract you use, the attorney and title company. I'm going to walk everything step by step by step through how to do this. But that's going to take about 3 days, so we're going to have to finish at the workshop. And obviously, that's a pretty cool strategy, and it is. But I got to tell you, there's 11 other strategies you're going to love just as much as that. We're going to have time to get into the 65 different marketing methods, the closes. I just taught you your first close. That was literally called the atomic bomb close. And that's literally what I said to that woman, and she handed me her deed, and she said, thank you. And the reason she said thank you is because it was way better than the alternative. People always choose their best. So I'll ask your questions in a minute. I do want to finish up, so let everybody go. But so we can finish this whole discussion at the workshop, and thousands of people have done this, so we're doing a special promo. Come to us. Oh, let me give you some logistics, too. When you get the starter kit, you get a bunch of goodies to go along with it. Obviously, you register for the workshop, but there's also a training program. There's a Texas Money Resource Guide. There's a business plan generator, another one of my inventions. Everyone is different. You take a little survey. Some of you want to do part-time, full-time, active, passive. Some of you more time, some of you more money. You're all different, kind of where you're starting and what you're trying to do. So you fill in a little survey and you push a button, and this program I wrote will actually spit out a business plan customized for you and your situation. So how cool is that? And you come to the workshop, I will teach you how to actually implement the plan. And then the last step of the registration process is it will put you into the online moderated Facebook group. That's where you can interact with me and all the other members of this community. So do go all the way to the end. And if you go all the way to the end, Olivia, we've got some posters still. So we got some posters. So show your phone outside to Olivia and get the poster. So pick the date and location. So just out of curiosity, how many of you would like to attend live? Who would like to come live? Let's do a little show of the hands. Okay. Who wants to attend online? Live and live. Wow. Everybody is coming live. That's who does not want to attend? Okay. We're doing good. Okay. I recommend live. It's much better. You know, bring a notebook. I'm going to start at 9 o'clock sharp. Get there at 8:30, 8:39. We're going to do questions, answers, case studies. I'm going to start at 9, go all the way through. We're going to go late Friday, late Saturday, early Sunday. So 24 hours spread out over 3 days, but we're going to weight it towards Friday, Saturday. How late? Kind of depends on you, right? If you ask a lot of questions, which I expect you to do, we might go to, I don't know, 7:30. I mean, it just kind of depends. So be prepared to go late Friday, late Saturday. And I'm even going to do something else. I'm actually going to call some people in the middle of the workshop, and we're going to do a property tour. We're going to do a tour du jour. I don't even know who. We're going to just pick somebody that was at a prior workshop, who's working on a deal. They're going to be walking through their house. They're going to show you the deal and tell you about their deal, and you can ask questions. I like to teach through storytelling and experiential stories, so that'll be a great experience as well. And I'm pretty sure one or more of the people I call are going to be millionaires or maybe even multimillionaires directly as a result of attending this workshop. And then this one last thing, and again, I guess this is not for everybody, but it's a very unique experience. I am going to invite a very small group of people to my home on November 11th. I'm 10, 11, 12, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you would like to work with me, my wife, my power team, and a team of multi-millionaire Texas real estate investors helping you put your individual plans together, it's a pretty unique opportunity. If you're really serious about this, you have to pay for it. It's $1,000, but I'm going to tell you, it's totally worth it if you're really, really wanting to do this real estate thing. And if that's the case, you know, talk to Olivia and she can get you signed up, for that. So I will put the link up one last time, but I do want to do some other housekeeping real quick. This is the poster. You get the poster when you show your phone to Olivia. The link. Somebody asked about handouts. I think I covered all the logistics, so I don't need to do that again. But my slides are bouncing all over the place. If you'd like a copy of the presentation, we do post these on our social media. Just look for Texas RIAs. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel, hundreds of videos. So pick your poison and join us online. I think I covered all the logistics, so you know kind of what to do and what to expect. Some other questions, and I'll also take some questions in a minute from the audience because there were some hands up earlier. How much experience do I need to do this? 75% of the people that I've trained are just getting started. So if you're just getting started, I'm going to assume that's the case. 25% of the people that come to my workshops are experienced investors, but they come to learn some of the advanced strategies for how it works right here in Texas. Can I bring my significant other? Highly recommend that you do. In fact, I recommend you drag them by force if necessary. And here's why. Because every time I train somebody and they don't bring their significant other, here's what happens inevitably. They go home and they say, honey, we're buying a house. And how do you think that goes over? What, are you crazy? You're going to lose our money, blah, 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 blah. I promise I will make it interesting. I have had endless experiences where people that weren't even interested got interested and ended up taking up the ball and running with it. Olivia, when you were here, you weren't even interested. I think you were on a date or something when you came to this room. And look at it. So, yeah, I mean, it's like, but, you know, you became interested, right, once you saw it. So we'll make it interesting. How do I know this is the real deal? My advice is don't ask me. Okay, ask somebody that's done it already. And I do something kind of unique. I ask everybody that I've taught to give me feedback. And I don't want like some internet feedback. I want like handwritten feedback. So actually have them fill out a form. I'm going to give you a form when you come to the workshop. And we scan every single form and we post them on the internet for the whole world to see. Now, why would I do that? And you can go look at thousands of them. Why would I do that? Because I'm going to tell you what you're going to look when you go. You're going to see 99 out of 100 all say the same thing. Oh my God, this was literally a life-changing experience. And if you don't believe me, go look at what thousands of other Texans have said. How do I get my tickets with the starter kit? What if I want more help? Again, the last step of registering is to join the Facebook group. That's where you can interact with me and all the other members of this community.
Texas's largest real estate investor association at texasstarterkit.com. If you like today's episode, please subscribe, comment, share with other investors, or join us directly at texasstarterkit.com.